Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. I encourage you to do that because I think it'll benefit you. I think you'll enjoy it. And it's all free. There's no barrier to entry. We have a nice, really nice newsletter that comes out on by email on Sunday, every Sunday, now in our eighth year of the newsletter. And we have a blog that we update every single weekday. And you can check it out, too, or we'll send it to you. We'll send you the newsletter and the blog. You can have both of them, no extra charge. Check those out. And everything's free except for the books. If you want books, we ask you to pay for those because we have to pay for those, too. Jerry Ripperger is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry is the Director of Consumer Health for the Principal Financial Group, and he's our friend because he comes to our show to talk to us about how you and I can do a better job of offering better benefits for our employees. Jerry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
You're all a Twitter about it, aren't you, Jerry?
I am.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it?
It is. It's just early in the morning.
Michael Longstreet is here. I bet Michael won't be a complainer like Jerry. Michael is a benefits and compensation manager for the Michigan Farm Bureau family of companies and an award-winning company selected by the Principal Financial Group for the outstanding things that they do for their employees. Michael, welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show, I should say.
Thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you, and I'm very pleased that you invited us.
See there, Jerry? See how that works?
I'll try to do better next time, Jim.
Now, Mike, do you prefer Mike or Michael?
Michael is fine.
All right, Michael. Is that what your mother called you?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's what we want to call you. Okay, Jerry, 10 best. Now, is Michigan Farm Bureau one of the 06 winners?
Yes, Michigan Farm Bureau is one of the 06 winners, and maybe just a little bit about the Principal 10 Best. Each year, the Principal Financial Group represents 10 growing businesses, those between 5 and 1,000 employees, that do an exemplary job of providing for the financial security of their employees.
And we know how difficult it is for small businesses to be able to provide world-class benefits, to provide maybe sometimes any benefits. And so that's the reason why we like it when Jerry and Renee Schaff and others at the Principal bring us great examples like Michael's group of what they're doing so we can learn from them. So, Jerry, what do you think Mike's got to tell us that we need to know about?
I think Mike's got a lot of things that your listeners are going to be interested in. I think as we look at Michigan Farm Bureau, the first thing that stands out is a very comprehensive portfolio of benefits that's offered to their employees, including items like defined benefit pension plans. I think you'll find they have very generous employer contributions to coverage.
Defined benefit? Really?
Really?
Michael,
oh,
yeah. you still have defined benefit? That's
yes,
like
I
a
do.
That's like a 20th century dinosaur these days, isn't it?
Well, it's valuable too.
How are you guys pulling that off?
Well, the plan's been in force since about 1947.
Right.
And, you know, basically, I think it's a strategy of disciplined investment and constant contribution. And, you know, that's how we've been able to maintain the plan.
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, benefited from the boom of the 90s and the bust of the early 2000s.
Right.
But, we weathered the storm and stayed the course.
So, but really, Jerry, not too many defined benefits plans being created these days, are there, from scratch?
No, there certainly aren't a lot of new plans being created, but I think Michael stated it very well.
Right.
For employees, particularly long-term employees, it's an extremely valuable benefit.
But do you also have a corresponding defined contribution plan on top of that, or is that,
yes.
is that the... Most
yes, we
people,
do.
Most organizations your age do, don't they? They have both, really. Am I right, Mike?
It's becoming less and less common.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. Well, because of the defined benefits plans are dropping off.
That's
but,
correct.
But now, one of the things that I know you've been able to do, Michael, is you've been able to do a good job of customizing the benefits for your employees. Give us an example of what that means.
Well, over the course of time, we finally implemented a full cafeteria plan, and a flexible benefit plan. And we offer choice to employees so they can build their benefits you know, to meet their individual needs. For example, we've got three choices of medical coverage that have various aspects of managed care in it for employees to take a choice of.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I want you, when we come back, I want you to explain how that works. And I also want you I'm going to get Jerry to tell us, folks, in case you don't know what it is, I'm going to get Jerry to tell us, what is a cafeteria plan? How does it work? And so you can decide, ladies and gentlemen, if it's something you want to look into for your small business. And I'm going to ask Michael, how does he offer all that variable medical care? Why do they do that in states where they don't allow stuff like that? 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Little Jimmy for you there. One of my favorites. While all the women came. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with Jerry Ripperger, and he's with the Principal Financial Group, and his guest, his friend and our guest, Michael Longstreet, who's in charge of benefits and compensation for Michigan Farm Bureau, an award-winning company chosen by the Principal Financial Group is one of the 10 best in the country, maybe on the planet, Michael. I think maybe they even go around the planet for these things. For providing excellent benefits and world-class creative solutions for their employees. Jerry, in case somebody doesn't know, and everybody's heard of the cafeteria plans, but everybody might not know what a cafeteria plan actually looks like. Tell us about it.
Great, yeah. And that's a great point, Jim, because that term gets used to describe a lot of different things. Cafeteria plans also go by the name of salary reduction plans, or Section 125 plan, referring to the section of the Internal Revenue Code where they were enabled.
Right.
And they really allow you to do one of two things. One, they allow you to pay for things on a tax advantage basis as an employee. So, for example, when you pay for premiums through a premium-only plan, that's a form of cafeteria plan.
Mm-hmm.
A second form of cafeteria.
And you pay for it with pre-tax dollars, right?
Correct.
Right, okay.
The second form of cafeteria plan is what's called a health flexible spending account, how you can set money aside on a pre-tax basis and then use it to pay for qualified medical expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the third type of cafeteria plan, and the one that Michael is referring to, is one that starts incorporating not only the pre-tax methods to pay, but the ability to have choices of individually how you want your benefits to look. So I might have the option of three different medical plans, and I pick one. So it really starts down into letting individuals choose from a cafeteria of offerings what best meets their needs.
So, Michael, if I've got, let's say that a company says, okay, we're going to pay $4,000 a year toward your benefits, and you get to decide how you're going to allocate that money?
That's one form of cafeteria plan.
How do you do it?
We do it. We set up benefit credits for individuals, and then give them the option to choose their benefits.
And they can choose. Can they weigh more towards retirement and less towards health care, or towards disability or whatever, and less towards health care or retirement? Can they move it around like that?
Oh, sure. Huh. Sure. We offer them the option. Like I said, the three medical plan options. We've got two long-term disability options. We've got two levels of life insurance that they can pick from, and then, of course, the flexible spending accounts.
Now, how many people work for Michigan Farm Bureau?
We've got about 950.
Okay, now, Jerry, that's a big group.
Yes, it is.
So how would we apply the kinds of, how could the things that Michael has taught, knows, and what he's learned, how can we use what he's learned to make it work for a company with, say, less than 10 employees, maybe 7 employees, let's say?
Yeah, great question. And a lot of the concepts still apply, just maybe not as to the extreme that Michael's able to do with a larger organization.
Because there's just not the financial critical mass there.
Correct. And there's also some administrative issues. And I'm going to guess, Michael, you have some people that full-time job is administering your benefit plan.
Oh, yes.
Whereas when you have that employer with less than 10, the person who administers the benefit plan also places the order and is probably the office manager and the CEO.
I'm going to need an outsource resource for that too. If I've got a company like that, I'm going to need the people I do business with to be my manager of stuff like that, aren't I?
Yep. It depends on how far you go. The first thing I'd encourage all of your listeners to do is put in the Section 125 premium only plan.
Okay.
At a minimum.
Who can help us with that?
Virtually any health insurer or most of your other insurance companies can provide you with that.
Like, and Principal does that?
Absolutely.
You guys do that? And so you need to get an insurance provider to help you with that, right?
Yeah, there's insurance providers and payroll providers oftentimes will do it. I mean, there's a variety of people that do it. At that extreme of premium-only plans, it's typically a prototype plan document, and then it's just a matter of how you run your payroll. It's a very simple process to do. But for every employee dollar that goes through that Section 125 plan, the employer is saving on the FICA match as well as the employee savings. So there's some real savings there. In addition, if they're large enough, and you know, when you get under 10 lives, there are some issues if they're big enough. But certainly if you get up to 20 or 25 employees, certainly look at the health flexible spending account.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead,
Michael.
We try to explain to our employees when we're talking about the flexible spending accounts of putting it in terms that they can understand that says when you direct a dollar to the flexible spending account, it's not costing you a dollar. If you're in the 25% tax bracket, mm-hmm. it's only costing you 75 cents.
Right, because if you'd taken that money in the form of income and bought the product, you wouldn't have gotten the deduction. It's inside of the 125 environment that the deduction, the pre-tax dollar purchases are possible, right?
Right, that's possible. But the other important key that we try to explain to them is even though it's costing them 75 cents, when they submit the expense for reimbursement, they get a full dollar back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm. And it's also a win for the employer, too, isn't it? Tell us why it's good for the employer.
Well, the employer is saving on taxes as well. The employer is not paying their mm-hmm. FICA match portion of doing that.
It's a big break for the employer. It's a big break for the employee. It's a great reason why America has such a great marketplace. It's good for the economy. It's good for the marketplace. When we come back, I'm going to ask these guys some more questions about this topic. I am going to ask Michael about the question about the different types of insurance commissioners in each state. 20, no, actually 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. Only 7 till. 53 after the hour, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get excited. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Jerry Ripperger and our new friend Michael Longstreet. Michael is with the Michigan Farm Bureau folks. Jerry is with the Principal Financial Group, and Michael's group has been recognized by the principal as one of the 10 best companies in America for providing benefits for their employees. Michael, I want to ask you this question real quick about the different states. We've got people listening all over the country. Their states are different in terms of what their insurance commissioner requires by legislature's order, each insurance policy to offer. You got wacky states like New York and Massachusetts that say, you know, every policy must include stupid things like I shouldn't say it that way. Things like unlimited fertility benefits. And the only reason I call it stupid is because people who will never use that have to pay for that. Now, how does Michigan fall into all that?
Michigan has several issues in that regard, too, particularly mental health in this state is now required to be adjudicated in the same manner as a medical claim.
Hmm. Well, you know, the thing is, those things need to be dealt with, but we ought to be able to pick and choose, shouldn't we, Michael?
Well, it would be nice.
Yeah, that's what we should be doing. We got to get this. We got to get that fixed across the country. Jerry, so how do you guys? You just learn to live with it. I mean, you just learn to manage around that.
Well, you have to.
Because it's expensive, isn't it?
Oh yes, it is. But
it's unnecessarily expensive.
Yeah, but Jerry, correct me if I'm wrong, but can't we avoid some of those issues by self-funding?
Sure. When you become large enough to self-fund, and that is where you start to assume some of the cash flow risk and the claim fluctuation risk yourself, you're no longer subject to those state-mandated benefits.
But see, that's the reason why I'm so angry about these other states who are loading up all these policies, because you know, as much as I admire you, Michael, 900 employees, I don't wake up in the middle of the night worrying about you. I'm worried about Billy Joe Bob and Laureen, small business owner out there in the middle of Kentucky or Nebraska or wherever, and they're running a small factory and they don't have that many. They can't self fund. I'm worried about those guys.
It's absolutely one of the challenges we face, Jim, and it differs dramatically by state.
We've got to fix that, folks. This is something that we've all got to work on. Jerry, what are some other things that we're pretty proud of Michael and his group for?
I think as we look at the 10 best this year, and I've been involved of all 5 years of the program.
By the way, let me stop you. Tell us where we can find out more about the 10 best.
You can find that on our website at www.principal.com, and that's PRINCIPAL.
Right, principal folks, like the one in high school, and they can find out who all the 10 best companies are. Can we also see a write-up on them and what they did to be selected?
As of end of January 2007, we'll have what's called our best practices guide. Will be published out on our website,
which we've told you about many times before. Is the last one still available there, or we got to wait for the new one now?
No, it 2006 best practices guide is there.
Okay.
I mean, late 2007, you'll be able to pull up the current best practices.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And we'll continue to tell you about that, folks. Okay. What do we like about what Michael and his folks have done?
What we saw with Michigan Farm Bureau and with the other winners as well is a very increased focus on wellness this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it very much ties into this, as you and I have talked before, Jim, about the need to improve the health of our employees. Because by improving the health of our employees, we can drive down health care costs, which allows companies such as Michigan Farm Bureau to continue to offer defined benefit pension plans.
We've got to combine, Michael, we've got to combine wellness and becoming health care customers and consumers. I mean, health care customers rather than just patients, don't we?
Yes,
we have to combine those two things. One is preventing it, and the other is being smart when we buy health care.
That's correct.
So what are you guys doing on the prevention side?
Well, our wellness program is still growing, shaping up, if you will, no pun intended. But it started about 5 years ago, and I'll give you a little bit of history of why.
I got 20 seconds.
Okay. We concentrate on prevention and awareness, and we offer a variety of health screenings, health education.
Are you helping people
resources.
Stop smoking?
Oh, yes.
That's important.
Oh, yeah. We got smoking cessation. We have weight management. We have diabetes.
Very smart. And anybody can do that, folks, all size companies. Michael, give us your website, please. That was not a trick question, Michael.
Yeah. I just drew a blank.
Well, I bet it's MichiganFarmBureau.org, but it may not be. Google it, folks. Hey, Jerry, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
Congratulations, Michael, on your receiving this award.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.